this is a tough situation. Having lost an officer, we know what kind of grief goes with that, and we're reliving that now. And then we're also sharing that grief with the Goforth family and Harris County Sheriff's Office. So it's a somber day, but we're standing up to show that we honor him for his service, and that we as a group will be here to do our jobs regardless of what we face.
You being Brazos County law enforcement was on the receiving end 3 years ago with the murder of Brian Bachman. Trying to phrase this delicately enough, that what have you all been able to do in Brazos County to help your brother and sister law enforcement in Harris County?
Well, we've sent a contingent of honor guard down there and an officer that actually served in Harris County. So they're down there today to participate in the memorial service. And, of course, they take our blessings with them and show our support by being there.
And just being accessible, being able to visit, I'm sure, at the next State Sheriff's Association meeting or the next professional function or the next time you just meet socially.
Right.
Y'all going to be able to at least see in each other's eyes what this is all about.
Well, it's important that we stand up and demonstrate our respect for all officers and the realization that every one of us is at risk. And so by standing up, we're not only memorializing Deputy Goforth, we're actually saying, we recognize those risks, we're going to take those risks, and we're going to stand together and do what we can to do the best job we can. I think one of the more significant things that occurs when we lose an officer is that our families worry more. It's only human nature to personalize that loss and say, wow, what would happen if my husband or my wife didn't come home from work? And so when we have this, it's a clear demonstration that there is a real risk in this. So families suffer more than officers because they really worry about us when we're on duty. And so, again, by coming together, we're demonstrating that we are one, that we have each other's backs, and that we acknowledge the risk but do what we can to support our officers and lessen those risks.
What do you and the rest of your administration do or have done in this last week and what happened 3 years ago to share with those family members in the wake of these types of events?
You know, our own wives group have come together as a result of this, and they planned an event here in the near future, a game night, where the families are going to come together and just share time and talk and get to know each other a little better. And that's directly resulting from this situation. They realize that they need that kind of support.
Anything else that listeners need to know about the Harris County incident specifically, or when these events occur generally?
You know, I would have to say, you know, it is concerning to see these type of things played out across our country. The disrespect for authority, the disregard of that authority, and then the breaches of the peace and the tragic outcomes of what happens as a result of that. I don't know how that's going to end, but I think somebody's going to have to wake up and say, you know, we need to respect the authority of these officers, follow their guide and their instructions, and, you know, let the criminal justice system play out for itself, and use some common sense.